Rashi says, but ma'in shmita etzel har Sinai, right? What's Dabra Shema Moshe bar Sinai? And then you have the mitzvah of shmita and yovel. So ma'in in shmita etzel har Sinai. So the Rashi quotes in Chazal just like the shmita is beklalos pratas nemu, so too. But why? The question is still, why did it pick on shmita? Why is that the mitzvah to teach about every other mitzvah? What does shmita have to do with it? So he makes a merdeka tzushkel to medrash. Medrash is at the beginning of Vayikra. The beginning of Medrash Rabbah and Vayikra. The medrash says like this: Tanchum b'chani loy pasach. Kapitel in Tillim. Says like this. Kapitel says, morning ankle. Baruch Hu Hashem Malachov, right? The Malachov give a Mevarach Hashem, Giborei Koyach Oisei Dvaroi. The Giborei Koyach, they're strong, they have strength. Oisei Dvaroi. That they go ahead and they do the words of Hashem. They do the Tzivuim of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? That's the Pasuk. Baruch Hashem Malachov, Gibor Koyach, Oisei Dvaroi. Right?
You him, Shabbat? Yeah.
Lishmoya b'kol Dvaroi. Oisei Dvaroi, Lishmoya b'kol Dvaroi. So, Medrash said, B'ma Kosim B'medaba. What do we talk about in that Pasuk? Imbel Yainim, when it says Malachov, does it mean angels, Malachim? Aloi Kvar Nema, Baruch Hashem, it says right before that, Baruch Hashem, Kol Tzava'ov. Cults above. There's some, I don't know if to call him a shigan, I don't know who the guy is. There's a guy in Far Rockaway, if you go to some shuls, I haven't been to many shuls recently, but a few years ago, that if you look at a lot of the Siddurim and shuls, so he underlines, yes, and you saw? A lot of Siddurim. He takes these type of Siddurim, like the Art School Hebrew Siddurim, and by Birchas Krishma, he had a good question, but he says, he underlines everywhere it says, kulam, 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 like it bothers him why it says v'chulam. Why does it have to say v'chulam? So it's really based on this pasuk. I mean, I wrote in one siddur, ayin pasuk this. maybe he'll find it and stop it already. And I found here a few siddurim. The guy goes around and he underlines siddurim all over. So there it's, the Medrash says that in the first one, it says already, El Yoinim, Kol Tzavav, because why? To do the will of Hashem, Kol Tzavav, that's Malachim. All the Malachim, human beings, not all human beings do the Ratzon Hashem. So Mamela, the first Pasuk is talking about real Malachim. The next Pasuk is talking about Klal Yisrael. That's what the Medrash says. Ha'ein medabel betachtein. We're talking about mortals, those who live down here. El Yoinim al yedei shehen yecholim lamud b'tafkida shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. They could do the Rebbein Shem's will. Nema Baruch Hashem kol tzavav. Aval tachtoinim yedei shehen yecholim b'tafkida. We're human beings. We have a yetzahara. We fail in our mission many times. So lekach nem Baruch Hashem malachav v'loy kol malachav. That's one thing. That's what the Medrash says. So we'll talk about that. Later on, the Medrash says, so what are we talking about these Giboyre koyach oisid verb, bema kosov medaber, amr bietzik b'shemre shvius a kosov medaber. We'll talk about those who do shvius. Why? Why is that giboyre koyach? Zog de medrash benoyek shvoylam adam oisim mitzvah. Person does a mitzvah. Yemechad, one day, one Shabbos echad, a week, chodesh echad, one month, shemel l'shayim oisim shana. He says, hey, can a person do the Ratzon Hashem every moment of the year, like the whole year? V'dein chamei chakle b'ayra, chamei b'ayra, v'yeve arnun v'shosik. Yeshecha gibogom. Here's a person, he's watching his whole business. He can't do anything with his business. He can't do anything. Well, imagine all of a sudden you have your business, and the whole year that you have no right to do anything. You have to be mafkerit. Anybody can come in. You can't harvest it. You can't go ahead and do this. You can't do that. You can't do anything. He says that brings a person to be mekayim the Ratzon Hashem every moment. Oh, so what's the svasana? So Mary the Gavart state in this medrash that the gibori koyach oisei dvarav lishmaya kol dvarav. Who's that? Shemeshvias, the ones that Shemeshvias. They're the ones who are really doing Ratzon Hashem. Oh, What does the Gemara say? Nasa v'nishma, right? When Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'nishma, so Melach HaSharis came out and says, Mi gila raza lebonai. Who was Megala who revealed this secret to my bonai? Right? Nasa v'nishma is a pshat. A person, when you ask a person to do something, the first thing he says is, what is it? I could do it, I can't do it, I will do it, I'll try to do it. But a person says, I'll do it no matter what you say. Only your wife can say such a thing, right? Whatever you say, I'll do it. Yeah, sure. Then you ask her, what is it? But as though your person, and the Klal Yisrael said, all of them together, Nasa v'nishma. Rebbe Bunim says, what do you mean Nasa v'nishma? Nasa v'nishma is I will do, we will do. Imagine you tell a guy, would you like steak? Yeah, we would like steak. Who says? This guy likes chicken, this guy likes veal, this guy, everybody wants his own. So Rebbe Bunim says, what do you mean Nasa v'nishma? Who they talk, everybody should say, Asa v'eshma. So Rebbe Bunim said, no, you have to look at it this way. You have to look at it, ten people in the jail. They haven't eaten for days. They haven't had any drinks. All of a sudden the warden comes, whoever, and he says, would you like to drink? So they all say, yeah, we'd like to drink. They're not going to think of, that's all they've been talking about the last few days, is when we're going to eat, when we're going to drink. Right, so Klal Yisrael, all they talked about was getting the Torah. So Avada, they knew Nasa v'nishma. That's the whole preparation they're making. See, so the Gemara says from this pasuk you learn out that Malachim are Nasa v'nishma. They're the ones, because that's what the whole milus of a Malach is, to do the Ratzon Hashem. He doesn't even have to hear it. The Brisk Rav says it's just a way of saying how the Baruch Hashem gives a message. It's like Lahavdil from Dolos v'shteitzach, a computer. A computer has no choice. You press in and it does whatever you tell him to do. So the same pasuk that's talking about Shemesh Shvi is the pasuk that Gemara learns out, Nasa v'nishma. So Memela is very good. Ma'in Yishmita Tzahasinai, because Shmita is the prototype of where a person does what he was supposed to do by Har Sinai. In Har Sinai we said Nasa v'nishma, right? We all did the Ratzon Hashem, exactly what the Rebbeinu Shem wants it. That was learned, and so that we were chayta, we did the chayta egel, we fell. But when's the only time you still have this inyan of Nasa v'nishma, this pasuk? That's shmita. That's inyan shmita. B'shem shviyis akasu medaber. V'chazal darshu k'shikdimu b'nei Yisrael Nasa v'nishma. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu mi gilai labanai raz shemalach hashar meshlamshim. Ki b'nei Yisrael hayu mukhanim b'kabalas atayu liyaz kemalach hashar. Klal Yisrael was mukhan, it was ready to, it was in a mode of doing the Baruch Hashem's will. Totally kemalach hashar. Meaning, they're not asking any questions. Ki be'em, because that's what a malach is. That's what it's called, a malach. A malach is a pshat, a shliach. What's a shliach? A shliach is a pshat. He's totally bottled to the mishlech. He becomes this. I would say the story of the Beis Ephraim. Beis Ephraim, so Rav Kivega once had to go to Brud. He had a relative's chas, and he would be Mesal Kedusha, God Lador, Rav Kivega. And the Beis Ephraim, Beis Ephraim was not the Rav of Brud, but he was a God Lador, you know, one of the Gedele Ador. He was a balabas. He was an industrial. He was a merchant, but he was recognized as from the Gedolei Hadar. I mean, you see the Askamas in those years were basically Chassam Sefer of Kivega and the Sivas and Beis Ephraim were the ones who usually gave the Askamas on, you know, big people. So anyway, Kivega was not healthy enough to go, so he couldn't go. So he sent a message to the Beis Ephraim that he should do the Siddur Kedusha. Kachavi. So Beis Ephraim was Masada Kedusha. After the chuppah, he stayed for the chasana, which was unusual. Usually, the Beis Ephraim was a meyudik man. She would go to chuppah, misar kedushin, and go home. Right? In those days, you didn't have to travel to out there to Southern Meadowlands or whatever. You went it was down the block, chasana. So so they asked him, why is he staying? He says, because today I'm a shliach of Kivega, shlucha shel adam kamoisa. He says, I want to stay as long as possible to be of Kivega. So Avinez Ataka says, Asheki Dishonu b'mitzvah yisav, b'tzivanu. So he says, the pshat is, what's mitzvah yisav? What's mitzvah yisav? It's his mitzvahs. Why is it called mitzvahs? Pshat is, the Baruch Hashem wants mitzvahs to be done. And Yerushalmi Taka says, Rishayim quoted Yerushalmi, Chatz Chaim brings in one place, I don't remember where, that the mitzvahs are shluchav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Baruch Hashem wants the mitzvahs to be done. So we are shlichas of the Baruch Hashem Shalaylam. So in shlichas, we know it's not only the pshat is the action is done by the shliach, but the mishalach gives the shliach the power to do it. Otherwise, you couldn't do kedusha. Maybe you do a bris, so you can do a bris because the bris is to make sure the child's gemal. that the Moel could do. He's a shliach. But how could a shliach be Makadosh and Isha for you? Who's he to Makadosh and Isha for you? The power to make a bris, he's making a bris. That's what he's doing. The power to do bedika, he's doing bedika. The power to put up a mezuzah, he put up a mezuzah. But how can he make a kaddish? The pshat is, that's what Achranim said, is two psukim and shrichas, that you're giving him the power to be mekaddish this woman to you. The Rebbeinu Shem gave us the power to do the mitzvahs. We're shluchim the Rebbeinu Shem. So we're able to do it. He says, hefeshu shamalach ein b'dover acher rakzer shlichas. V'nikra kula malach Hashem shlichas. So he's bottling mitzvahs. But Bnei Yisrael were ready that. Elu what? They went ahead and did the chet eagle. So he says, so when do you find such moments that a person really does the Ratzon Hashem? That's Shemir Shvius. The Mela, that's the Indian of Shvius next to Har Sinai. That Shvius is still a mashu left over where a person does the Ratzon Hashem the whole year. I think Shemitah is coming here. Yeah.